From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrike hits hospital in Syria, believed to be by Russians. Airstrikes Monday in northwestern Syria destroyed a hospital supported by Doctors Without Borders. The international aid group, known by its French acronym MSF, said four rockets hit the building in Idlib province and that eight staff members were missing. The group said the 30-bed hospital had 54 staff members, two operating theaters, an outpatients department, and an emergency room. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz, located a few kilometers south of its border. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters several times in recent days, and Mr. Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby base, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. In the meantime, Turkey's foreign minister said no decision has been made on a ground force against Islamic State, which some analysts say could dangerously widen the conflict. European Union officials have called on Turkey to halt its military action in Syria. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini.
Only a few days ago, all of us, including Turkey, sitting around the table, decided steps to de-escalate and have a cessation of hostilities. Cessation of hostilities. We discussed concrete modalities for doing that.
Syria's main Kurdish faction, the People's Protection Units, has been most effective in combating the Islamic State group, but Turkey appears uneasy over the group's recent gains. Syria accused Turkey of sending ground troops into Aleppo province on Saturday. Turkey's defense minister denied the allegations and said the military has no plans to deploy its forces across the border. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion has killed the country's former defense minister. A police officer at the scene said the bomb had been planted underneath the car of Mujahideen Mohammed Haj Ibrahim, the former defense minister who had worked as an advisor for the Somali parliament. The blast occurred on Monday in Mogadishu's KM4 neighborhood. Mr. Ibrahim was a member of the Kulan political party. President Obama hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations at the Rancho Mirage Retreat in Sunnylands, California today and tomorrow. White House correspondent Mariela Salinas reports.
The leaders will tackle a range of critical and thorny issues central to this strategic U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. The U.S. sees its engagement with ASEAN countries as critical to its future security and prosperity. The White House describes ASEAN as a good forum to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. One issue creating some of the greatest tensions, territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The summit will also include talks about problems like violent extremism, cybersecurity, and climate change. Mary Alice Salinas, Rancho Mirage, California.
Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will replace a transitional government put into place in 2014 when President Francois Bozize was pushed from office. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has set off a legal and political firestorm in Washington and beyond. VOA's Michael Bowman reports for VOA.
Nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1986, Justice Antonin Scalia authored some of the Supreme Court's most conservative and impactful opinions, as well as its most colorful dissents. No sooner had condolences and tributes been uttered, attention shifted to filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Senate Republicans, two of whom are vying to be their party's presidential nominee, say no Supreme Court pick will be confirmed until a new president is sworn in next year. If Senate Republicans hold true to their pledge, the November election will not only decide the next occupant of the White House for 4 years, it will determine the makeup of the Supreme Court for a generation or more. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis continues his visit to Mexico City, where Sunday afternoon he visited a pediatric hospital. The Pope blessed the children and thanked the staff. He also gave thanks for all the people who make it their purpose to make others feel good, not just with medicine, but with what he calls the therapy of affection. He goes on to the impoverished state of Chiapas, where he'll hold a mass. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. OA.